Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Now we learned in the Mishnah beforehand that in most places the minhag was not to have a wall for privacy in a grain field. There were, however, shorter walls that were put up. These walls may have only been 10 tefachim high. It doesn't give you much privacy, because you can see right over it, but it did do a pretty fine job in keeping the animals away from the crops. Zakta the Mishnah. Hamakif es chaverev. Someone surrounds the grain field of his friend, mishalosh ruchaisav, on three of its sides. Let's say Reuven buys or owns the fields that are on all three sides of Shimon. If Shimon is standing in the middle of his field and he looks straight, it's open. But if he looks to his left, there's Reuven's field. If he looks to his right, there's Reuven's field. If he turns around by Bishalim, there's Reuven's field. Now, the God that has had a shina, Reuven builds a wall on the first side. Shimon turns to his right, he sees Reuven building a wall. The Esashnia turns around by Bishalim, there's a wall coming up behind him. The Esashlishas turns to his left side, and Reuven put up another wall. Remember, the fourth side of the field is still open. If you look straight ahead, it's open. Ein mechayven isai. We don't require Shimon to help pay for the walls. As far as Shimon is concerned, these three walls don't accomplish anything. I mean, if the animals want to come in, they can come in through the open side. Zakta b'debatanura. Should Reuven put up a fourth wall, meaning to say now even when Shimon looks straight ahead, there's also a wall, he's totally surrounded. So now he has benefit that the animals can't come into his field and eat up his grain. Then we ask him to please chip in over here. You have to share in the expense of these walls. Now, the one thing Shimon can say is, look, you built an expensive wall. I wouldn't have built such an expensive wall. Fine, so whatever the cheapest practical wall would have been, for that you have to chip in. You wouldn't have built a wall of stones, you would have built a wall of reeds. Fine, at least help to pay for that. Rabbi Yossi says, Im Amad, if Reuven, the owner of the outside fields, if he stands up, meaning to say, he continues on over here. V'gadar ha-sedavias, and now Shimon is closed in on all sides. V'gadar, he makes a gadar ha-sedavias even for the fourth open side. Megalgal in olav es ha-kayil. Literally, we roll everything on him. What it means to say is, now we're going to say for sure, Reb Shimon, you're going to have to pay half of everything. Because now that the fourth side is also closed, you benefit from all the walls. Now the animals can no longer enter your field. So let's clarify. So Lemaisa, what's the machlokes here? Where would there be a chilek between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? The Matanura explains. According to the first Tana, Shimon, who owns the field in the middle, Shimon is the one that's being surrounded, he pays half the cost of what the most inexpensive fence would have been. Reeds? I'll pay half of a reed fence. That would have been enough to keep the animals out. Rabbi Yossi says, wait a second. You're watching the person put up the fourth wall. You see he's putting up an expensive wall, a stone wall, or more expensive than reeds. You're not saying anything. You're not saying, excuse me, I don't need such an expensive wall. So l'chayra, you were indirectly saying that you're happy with this, and therefore you should pay for half of all the walls. Not what a cheaper fence would have cost, what this fence costed. So in our Mishnah we learned that if Shimon is surrounded on three sides with Reuven's field, and there's a fence on three sides, to his right, to his left, and if he turns around, Boy B'Shalom, there's a fence behind him. Reuven comes along and says, can you please pay me? Shimon says, no, it doesn't help me. I'm still open on one side. Animals can still come in. But if a fourth wall goes up, according to the Tanakhama, we can make Shimon pay for half, but only half of a cheap wall. He says, I wouldn't have built such an expensive wall. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, you saw this fourth wall coming up, and you saw it being a more expensive wall than the cheapest wall, and you didn't say anything? So as a result, you have to pay for half of all the walls.